This is Aviv with your new key, and this one is titled The Leadership Challenge, Developing the Accountability Heart. As a leader, you are in the business of getting results. Leadership is about facing the world as it is and opening a way forward to create and to realize what is yet to be. You address the needs you meet and design series of alternative futures. This key explores the heart of the leadership challenge, transforming ideas into actuality. That's what leadership is about. It's about helping and transforming with others bright ideas into new possibilities and actuality. Here is a question. Why do some ideas and intentions get realized while others do not? As an executive, entrepreneur, or leader, you grapple with this dilemma every day. Why do specific communications deliver results and other communications get stalled halfway? This is an important leadership challenge. To develop the accountability heart and get sustained results. Why do we say accountability heart? What is it? Well, the human heart carries great wisdom. In our work with executives and teams, we seek to use natural, physical, and biological models because they carry universal truth and perennial knowledge, and because they offer inspiration and sustained nourishment. Let's look at the human heart and what it can teach us about accountability and sustained results. The accountability heart. The human heart is a little larger than the size of your fist. It provides continuous blood circulation critically needed to maintain all the organs, tissues, cells, and functions of your body. The blood delivers oxygen and nutrients to every cell and removes the carbon dioxide and waste products made by the working of these cells. It is interesting that the heart is made up of four chambers that are responsible for a four-phase cycle. I say interesting because four is the number that signifies also the cycle of the seasons and the parts of the day. Here is how it works with your heart. The upper right atrium receives oxygen-depleted blood from the body and pumps it into the lower right ventricle. The lower right ventricle receives that oxygen-depleted blood from the upper right atrium and pumps it into the lungs. The upper left atrium receives oxygen-rich blood from the lungs and pumps it into the lower left ventricle. And the lower left ventricle receives that oxygen-rich blood from the upper left atrium and pumps it into the entire body. When your heart works well, it functions with integrity. The cycle is completed and then peacefully repeated time after time after time. The heart's integrity of function produces accountability. Blood with fresh oxygen and nutrients reach every cell in your body and clears away carbon dioxide. This then is our model. Back to leadership. Communication and the actualization of ideas follow a similar four-phase cycle. The four phases that together form the accountability heart of communication are A. I understand. B. I believe and trust. C. I take responsibility. And D. I act. When you look at organizations, you quickly realize that improved results and performance happen when people take actions aligned to the purpose of the organization. Actions aligned to purpose flow out of the virtuous cycle of the accountability heart. Like the human heart that has four chambers, so too is the case with the heart of personal and organizational accountability. As we said, the first chamber is understanding. The second chamber is belief and trust. The third chamber is ownership and responsibility. And the fourth chamber is action. In leadership and in your work with your team, you cannot bypass or shortcut any of the phases, or the communication will be broken and suffer a cardiac arrest. Your team has to first understand you. Second, believe and trust you. Third, take ownership and responsibility. And fourth, move to action. Here is how these four phases work when you communicate well with your team. A. Understanding. It means I understand your communication. I understand the vision and purpose and the strategy of how we are going to get from here to there. And yes, I understand the part I play and how I add value to our effort. B. Belief and trust. This means I believe and trust your communication. I see the evidence and I experience the support for this effort and for my contribution. And I know and feel that we are for real and that this is for real. C. Ownership and responsibility. Now that I understand and believe and trust in what we are trying to do and in the part that I play, I am ready to take responsibility and to make this effort my own, and I'm fully in. And D, action. This means I take action propelled by my understanding, trust and belief, and by the sense of ownership and responsibility. An effective and powerful communication loop follows the cycle of the accountability heart. It helps us understand, cultivate belief and trust, and invites us to take responsibility and ownership. And it points to the action needed here and now. Complete communication identifies disconnects and prevents cardiac arrest. It helps repair breakdowns and re-engages the cycle that leads from ideas to actualization. As you engage your teams, look to follow the communication flow. Cultivate understanding. Build trust and belief. Foster responsibility and ownership. And empower action. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Practice the accountability heart. Help your teams turn ideas into reality and foster a future that will make them proud.